Welcome to Game Preview. The Falcons hit the road again this week, this time taking on the New Orleans Saints in New Orleans on Christmas Eve for what we expect to be a really fun one based off what we saw a couple weeks ago. And it's a game with a lot of playoff implications on the line. Not only can the Falcons clinch a playoff berth with a win, but if they do win, they put themselves in a position to win the division the following week if they beat the Carolina Panthers, which is the best situation you can have going into the final week of the season. But there are going to be some different things in this matchup, most notably the play of rookie Alvin Kamara, who will be back this week. The last time, Falcons barely saw him because he left the game early on, and he changes a lot for that New Orleans offense. Without him in the game the last time, the Saints ran the ball only 15 times for 50 yards, so he's definitely a factor.
Yeah, and I think that that affected him significantly. No question about it, Kelsey. You think about Kamara. He went out in the first series, got hit by Deion Jones down in the red zone, got knocked out of the game. He had already caught the ball three times and had run the ball once in that drive alone. He'd already touched the ball four times. They would like to see him touch the ball somewhere between 17 and 22 times is the way the numbers lay out. So when you take a guy off the field that's had that much impact all year long, it's certainly going to affect your game plan. And I thought it was something that really caught Sean Payton a little bit by surprise. F. Kamara knocked out of the game. He had a chunk of plays, a big chunk of plays that were going to be dedicated to his versatility, his ability to displace out of the backfield, go one-on-one on option routes, line up outside, run routes. He's caught five passes in eight of their 14 games, so they like to get him the football. So Kamara being out of the game was significant. Now, how much do they build Kamara back into it? He was significant last week against the Jets. I would expect to be the same way.
Now, switching to the other side of the ball, for Atlanta's offense, the last time they played the Saints, we heard Tack McKinley say, what really helped the defense was Atlanta controlled the clock. They had the ball for more than 34 minutes, and that really played a factor, especially keeping that New Orleans offense off the field. But based off of what you've seen the past couple of weeks, Devontae Freeman coming off his best game of the season, Tevin Coleman could be back this week. What do you see being the formula to a successful performance for Atlanta's offense against New Orleans on Sunday?
I love the time of possession stat you just gave, 34-plus minutes. That means Drew Brees is standing over on the sidelines.
He can't
do any damage over there, nor can Kamara or whoever else is on the field. So that is certainly part of the equation and always has been. Devontae Freeman, you mentioned, coming off an unbelievable performance against Tampa where he accounted for over 190 yards, both running and catching the ball. He has had, historically, since he's been here in Atlanta, has had good games against New Orleans. So you would expect him to be a focal point of what they're going to try to do defensively if you're New Orleans. If Tevin's able to play, or if Teron plays, all three of those guys are interchangeable. They can all do some of the same things, and I think that's what makes Atlanta really tough to defend when it comes to the running back. But the area that I would like to see step up, Kelsey, is the perimeter game, the passing game. Now, obviously, some of that falls on Ryan, but a lot of it has to do with the receiver core stepping their game up. I think we played average at wide receiver over the last couple of weeks. This has got to be a game, and I think you're going to get a great opportunity. This is a team that was willing to play man coverage against you last time. You've got an opportunity going into the game. If you think about it as a receiver, I can make some huge plays in this game, and I think they have to attack this game like this might be the biggest game of their career.
Yeah, and here's a stat for you Falcons fans out there in relation to Atlanta's offense, well, and the team as a whole. The Falcons are 9-0 when they score 20 or more points, so that's definitely a number to keep in mind as we get ready for this game. The Falcons know every time they go to the Superdome, it is loud as can be. So we talked to Ryan Schrader today, and he said when preparing for it, the Falcons do something different when they go to the Superdome. He said in the week, they not only blast the music, but he said that Matt Ryan whispers in practice when they're calling out the plays in the huddle, because he said it's so loud that it's almost like he just has to lip read what Matt Ryan said, so they prepare for it. And based off of your previous experience as a former NFL quarterback, how much does that change things when you are playing in an atmosphere like the Superdome has?
As far as handling the noise. A lot of communication goes into it. But again, this is a veteran team from an offensive line standpoint, other than the two guards. So you wonder, does it affect the two guards when you start talking about whether Ben Garland or Wes Schweitzer can deal with that? This will be a new thing for them. So it would be very important for Ryan to be able to communicate to those guys, relay things down the line. Most often outside, it's all hand signals. You're not going to be saying anything verbally in that noise. But along the offensive line, when you change protection, you have to verbally get that to people. The snap count is no problem. You can go to a silent snap count. But when you change a play or when you change a protection, that is a verbal thing because the linemen aren't looking back at you for a hand signal. They're listening for something, and that makes it very difficult.
All right, that's it for us on Game Preview this week. It's going to be a fun one in New Orleans on Christmas Eve. And for Dave and I, we'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays.